It's our monthly conversation with Director Brian Nesvik from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director Nesvik, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, sir. I'm good.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time with us this morning and giving us an update. A couple things I wanted to start with out of the gate here this morning, Director. And it was just a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, that the Wyoming delegation in Washington, D.C. put together some legislation that would delist the grizzly bear from the endangered species list.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm appreciative of Senator Lummis and the rest of the delegation's efforts to continue to try to help return management of this species back to the state. I mean, all of the science clearly indicates that grizzly bears have been fully recovered for 20 years in the greater Yellowstone population, and the state is the appropriate and the most responsible entity to be able to manage grizzly bears. And there's been efforts in the past to do the same, and I don't have a great prediction on its success, but I just appreciate the fact that our federal delegation continues to keep plugging.
Now, I'm assuming that this proposal would give Wyoming management just outside of the boundaries of Yellowstone. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be management authority and those same places where we have authority now. So outside of Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks and outside of the Wind River Reservation. However, if they were delisted, it would give the tribal leadership in the Wind River Reservation the opportunity to manage them there.
Director Brian Nesvik this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, another topic that you and I have discussed quite a bit in recent months is the elk feed grounds. And Game and Fish did some public hearings and virtual gatherings on what the future should be. But recently in the legislative session, a bill came out that was signed by the governor that gave the governor's office the ability to decide whether or not to stop feeding elk on these elk feed grounds. Tell us about this legislation, and was this something supported by the Game and Fish? And maybe walk us through what this actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there was some misunderstanding of what this bill would do. You know, I saw some headlines about Game and Fish stripped of their authority. And really what this bill did is it codified in statute a process that would ensure that the governor had the ability to make a final decision on closing a feed ground. And in reality, that authority already existed. I mean, essentially, you know, I work for the governor. The commission's appointed by the governor, and any proposal we would ever make for a large-scale policy change like closing a feed ground, you know, we wouldn't do without the governor being on board. And so, like I said, I think it makes it more formal. It's in statute, but the you know, it doesn't change what we would do on the ground anyway.
So as far as the current policy and the projected plans moving forward, it's just a statute change, no change as far as the direction the feed grounds are going?
No, not at all. And in fact, the process that we've initiated here a few months ago and that we'll be moving into the second phase of here shortly will not change. This legislation has no impact on that whatsoever.
So, Director, speaking of the feed grounds, last time we talked about it, the Game and Fish was just getting into these public meetings that were being held virtually. You mentioned you're going into phase two. Explain what that is. What is phase two, and what's the next step in developing a long-term plan for these feed grounds across the state?
Yeah, phase one was focused really on providing information, attempting to get all folks that are interested at, you know, at the same level of understanding of the background history, the reasons why Game and Fish has made the decisions we've made to this point regarding feed grounds. And now phase two is going to move into very deliberate and intense stakeholder engagement to identify potential ideas folks have for the future of feed ground management. This will be a long process. So, you know, my direction to my staff is we need to get this right, not necessarily done fast. And so I've asked them to do a thorough job of talking to all folks that are interested and involved in this and talk about those things that may be out there that are important for the future of feed ground management. And again, this isn't an exercise in developing a feed ground closure plan. It is a long-term feed ground management plan, and looking, you know, the way that these have been managed over time, over 100 years now, you know, the management practices have evolved and we've changed things based on new science. We've changed things based on new things that are present biologically on the landscape. Now we have CWD, west of the Continental Divide, and then, you know, we found it in one elk anyway that's a feed ground elk, and it's just a responsible thing to do to look at what options are out there and what things we can do to try to evolve the way we manage feed grounds in our state.
So as you look for these public input ideas, are those going to be held in virtual meetings again? Do you have a schedule set for when that will start, or is that still in the works?
Still in the works. We're going to talk to our commission about it next week in Jackson and kind of get their final stamp of approval and a stamp of approval on a timeline. I think what you'll see, though, is a initiation of this, you know, starting here in the next few months. And it'll probably last for several months. Like I said, we want to get this right.
Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish this morning and the monthly update. Director, anything else you wanted to mention regarding the Game and Fish while we have you on the air?
Yeah, absolutely. Just for those that are interested, and most of you probably know, but we will be conducting our final season setting commission meeting next week up in Jackson. And certainly if you got any last minute ideas, things that you want the commission to hear about your particular seasons, we're always glad to hear from the public on all of these things. So if you're a hunter and you want to weigh in, let the commission know your thoughts. There will be opportunities at the meeting to provide comment, both in person and virtually, and we look forward to that.
That's Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you.